How has COVID affected your day-to-day life?
It has affected it a lot. Number one, I started buying groceries on the online basis and then picking them up at the grocery store. I very seldom would go into a restaurant. It was several months five or six months into it before I went into a restaurant and actually ordered a meal and ate it in the restaurant. And now we're in the situation where we can't get into those things anymore. So it has made a real impact. I've spent a lot more time at home and a lot less time out and about.
Right. How has COVID affected your holiday plans?
Well, it hadn't affected us much up to this point, but now, because of the surge in COVID, now we're debating whether we're going to get together with family that is just a short distance away from where we live. We're thinking that it might be the time that we should follow and stay at home. So we haven't made that decision yet and won't probably until almost the last minute.
How do you feel about the U.S. government's action on dealing with COVID?
I'm very disappointed with the way that it was handled. I think that the public should have been made more aware of the seriousness of the situation initially. And beyond that, I think that the program that had been set up was there, but it wasn't utilized. I don't know if it was the fact that equipment was old and outdated and unusable, or if it was actually not in supply, but I thought it was supposed to be a substantial amount of life-saving equipment with the ventilators and the masks and that type of thing, and I just don't believe that it was handled the way that it should have been handled.
Right. As a person at risk, how do you feel with the way others are handling the situation?
That's a really good question, because I had a very long discussion with my grandson last night, just being concerned with the way that other people are doing it. And a lot of the people that I know are doing a good job of trying to socially distant and use the masks and all of that. And as long as those things work, I think you got to take advantage of them. I think sometimes you have to sit down and discuss it with people to make sure that they understand your vulnerability. And that, I think, is the most important thing, is that those people around you know that you are a vulnerable individual.
Right. With people who are not following the guidelines, right, not wearing masks or anything like that, do you think those people should face a consequence?
Well, I think they do face a consequence of potentially getting the COVID-19.
Right.
So I think they're already facing a consequence. The question is whether they're affecting other people, and I think sometimes you have to have at least some ability to control things so that those people either utilize it or stay at home or stay out of the vulnerable situations where other people can contact it. That appears to be how we're spreading it, is by people who are gathering in mass gatherings and not taking any any of the protective suggestions.
Right. Right. So. Thank you.
You're welcome.